This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load, and this conversation is brought to you by Taurus USA, fighting for your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at taurususa.com. I got to get those guys back in here. Shannon Watts. Well, she was quite disparaging the other day, quite dismissive. You know, leave it to her to put down the Thursday incident in Oklahoma City where armed citizens shot and killed an attacker who opened fire in a restaurant, wounding a woman and her daughter. Now, details are still unfolding as of this moment, for me anyway, but it's significant that Oklahoma City Police Captain Bo Matthews had earlier referred to what was initially thought to be a lone defender as a good Samaritan, and that per OCPD, all involved parties were interviewed and released. By the way, Oklahoma, home of KZLS, Oklahoma City. Yeah. Now, Watts got onto her Twitter and shot out her tweet. Bad guy gets a gun, shoots three at Lake Hefner restaurant, and the at NRA calls it a victory. In other high-income countries, bad guys don't get guns. People don't get shot at restaurants, and armed strangers don't have to risk their lives in the line of fire. Really? That never happens anywhere else. This is news to me. How about a little bit of acknowledgement that a known gun threat was stopped? How about that? Isn't that great? What, shouldn't that be great that for the anti-gunners that people didn't die? Apparently, she would have preferred he'd been free to go on his way. But this has attracted no shortage of useful idiot suck-ups, each of whom would be utterly incapable of defending themselves, nodding in agreement, like the bobbleheads. Lost on them all is that the police, the only ones they want to have guns, were nowhere around. Had the citizens not stopped the perpetrator, who knows what a known and desperate murderer on the loose with a gun would have done next? And that high-income qualifier that Watts just inserted into the narrative is an old trick, one that you gun owners need to be aware of, to solidify their assertion that the U.S. has more lethal violence than other nations. Those who demand our disarmament have been falling back on the meaningless industrialized nations deception. They use it to exclude from the discussion countries that don't support their premise, like Russia and Mexico, which are highly industrialized. And, I mean, in Russia, if you're on the wrong side of something in some argument, they'll find you in pieces in a dumpster and lay you out trying to make sure they got all the parts. On the sidewalk, news will be filming it. In Mexico, if you post the wrong, and they're very industrialized too. In Mexico, if you post the wrong thing in Facebook, they'll find you hanging from an overpass, disemboweled, so everybody can see. Everything's still connected, but, you know, hanging. Whether you consult with the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, or the CIA factbook, Mexico has a larger GDP than many of the nations that qualify as developed, when it suits gun-grabber purposes. They're also rated above many countries in terms of economic complexity. Mexico includes cars, computers, video displays, and delivery trucks among its top exports. They boast a literacy rate of 93.4%. And somebody had better tell Vladimir Putin that third world jerkwater he rules over has no business exporting rocket engines to the U.S. as we have recently seen, threatening us more developed people with an invincible intercontinental cruise missile and a nuclear torpedo that could outsmart all American defenses. That backwater. So now the gun grabbers are changing the terminology to high income. As if cherry picking is the way out of the corner they back themselves into. And if that's the way they want to play it, and if guns really are the problem, why not compare crimes with the violence among those selected populations with, say, the 5 million members of the NRA? I'm sorry, the 6 million. Plus, let's revisit some of those common sense G7 nations in a few years after the invasive cultural terraforming has had a chance to really work its magic, like the UK, France, Italy, and Germany are increasingly looking like places you won't want to brag about. And realistically, if they can keep dangerous people out, if they can't do that, what makes them think they'll succeed with hardware? In the UK, gun crime's up 42%. They can't even, and they're an island. It's not like somebody just comes over the border. But, you know, they can't claim it. They can't claim that because they, you know, it's a fact. It is a fact that that's happening. And, you know, no matter how much they want to, they can't claim that. So the @NRA says this is a win at Lake Hefner. She was complaining, unable to let go of the fact that a successful defensive gun use for all to see seriously threatens her narrative. Yes, the man who shot 4 people inside a restaurant, including a 12-year-old child, was an armed citizen. She continued, now we begin the conflation, which I love so much. See, he was just a gun owner. He's like, yeah, yeah. We go to a restaurant, shoot all the time, don't we? All the time, don't we? I do it all the time, don't you? Don't you? No, we don't. So, conflating normal people with evil ones. And that's another old world game they play, that every gun owner is law-abiding until we're not. And then we listen to the gun. The gun comes up with the voices, go do something bad with me. Or more to the point, there's no such thing as a law-abiding gun owner. So using that logic, every man, whether you own a gun or not, we're all rapists in waiting, which, of course, is something totalitarians that want to tear down our culture and replace it with an unchallengeable monopoly of violence would love to see more people believe. These creatures really would rather see you dead than armed. Because a populace being able to defy and resist their rule is what they fear the most. So unable yet to attain their goals by force, which, you know, that's going to be a long time, that yet part. I was filling in on a local radio station and somebody said, we're about to be a socialist country, they'll be coming for the guns. And I was like, they who? They who? And then begins the litany. Well, the cops. Well, no, they've thrown the cops under the bus, and 90-some-odd percent of them prefer us armed anyway. They understand what we are, which is an augmentation of law and order. When we talk about civil rest, we're the ones keeping the civil rest. Okay, it's not the cops because there's not enough of them. Simply not. Then it went to the military. Well, no, the military is at its lowest man level since prior to Pearl Harbor. So that's not happening. So then we went to the UN, which, you know, then I pointed out that the UN is sort of, you know, U.S. And once the U.S. pulls out of their participation in the UN, then it goes way down in capability. And then from there, they went to the Zionists at that point. And at that point, I was just sort of sitting back going, you know, you should have known when I knocked down the first one that there are not going to be any others out there. So, all they can do and all they can get, truthfully, is that which we give them. The problem is that we also give them access to very pliable, malleable politicians. And these politicians, of course, they're not really, I don't know, should we say, they're not really men of conviction, men or women of conviction. They are, in fact, just wanting to be politicians. It's a great gig to have. Right now, the most honest politician in Washington, D.C. today is Trey Gowdy. And he's quitting because he never got anything done. And he'll admit that to you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crossbreed Holsters. This next conversation, fighting for your Second Amendment rights, visit them at crossbreedholsters.com. It's official now. If you live in North Carolina, Representative Marsha Mori wants your guns. She is the North Carolina House member from the People's Republic of Raleigh-Durham. and a former judge, and has now introduced HB 976, extreme gun confiscation for North Carolina. She doesn't call it that, of course. She claims it is for extreme risk protection orders. This is the gun violence restraining order, again, in another name. To keep all these mass killers, the one that they meet, you know, the media endlessly encourages, from possessing guns. Now, doesn't HB 976 just keep guns out of the wrong hands? But like most reasonable-sounding gun control proposals, what hides behind the curtain should outrage not only gun rights supporters, but anyone who values the U.S. Constitution. Somebody complains and the nightmare begins. Like, say, a vengeful ex, or a stepchild, or a roommate, or even somebody you dated once, or maybe you declined to date them, decides to get you by filing a complaint alleging that because you own guns, you are imminently dangerous. You get no time to respond. That complaint, however flimsy or false, produces an immediate ex parte emergency hearing, as in 24/7, 365, whether court is in session or not. You don't get to defend yourself initially. The hearing will be held without even giving you notice that you've been accused. Even if you find out about the proceeding held that same day, even if you find a lawyer and pay him or her big bucks to defend you, should you choose to testify in your own defense, the hearing could get your gun confiscated for a year or more. Your guns will get seized if the judge decides enough evidence exists for a temporary order, and they almost always do. You get 24 hours to surrender your guns, after which the sheriff will take them by force if necessary. You will lose your right to bear arms, although the ex parte order is only valid for 10 days, renewable, of course. The next hearing will likely result in a full extreme risk protection order valid for renewable periods of up to 1 year. You will pay tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees. Ex parte hearings, court proceedings, motions, and countermotions incurring legal fees at $300 per hour or more. It is entirely possible you might have to mortgage your house to fight for your guns or your right to own them. Your accuser can lie. Although the penalty for perjury is normally 10 to 20 months in prison, HB 976 guarantees your accuser cannot spend even one day in jail for lying to confiscate your guns. The only penalty allows for lying is 1 to 30 days of community service, and that is in the unlikely event they get caught at all. You will get reported to the NICS. You will be a prohibited person on the National Background Check database. Even if the court order is allowed to expire, odds are it will take an act of Congress to get you out of the NICS database. You could possibly pay untold thousands for storage. No maximum storage fees are stipulated, so the sheriff who confiscates your guns can charge you whatever he wants for storage. He can also fire them to obtain and record ballistics data. And moreover, we know anti-gun sheriffs have a habit of returning confiscated guns in less than ideal condition. Your guns could be destroyed. Congratulations, you've spent perhaps $50,000 fighting seemingly endless court orders and motions. But you are victorious. The gun confiscation order is finally lifted. There's only one problem. Now that you are broke, the sheriff wants $10,000 for storage in order to return your guns. And did we mention that if you don't raise the money to file yet another motion to get them back within 90 days at that point, then your guns can be destroyed? This, the gun banners claim, is the due process of law of your promise under the Fifth Amendment. Because you got your day in court, right? Everybody in North Carolina needs to get in touch with Grassroots North Carolina and hook up with Paul Vallone, and he will lead you to fight this. He is one of the most influential gun advocates in the United States today. And the only I need to get him on the show. I need to reach out to Paul. I haven't had him in a while. And we just need to talk about this, because this is, we've seen this happen in California. We've seen this happen in Washington State. It's always been out there, in, Connecticut. Connecticut was the leader in all of this. They started it all. And this is my Minority Report. This is not even, you know, this is not like you haven't done anything. You just have, you might be dangerous. I don't know. He's sort of a hot-tempered, you know, he's sort of hot-tempered all the time. He's always yelling at the TV whenever the Minnesota Vikings lose again. I used to be a rabid Vikings fan as a kid, which is sort of, for me, it's sort of ironic that my network is in Minnesota, but the Vikings always lost. I think they made it to 4 Super Bowls. They've never won a Super Bowl, as far as I know, even when they had some really good talent there, and I don't even know what they have nowadays. I have ceased watching football. Partially because the Minnesota Vikings could never thread a good season together and take it all the way. But I'm not bitter. Due process of law stipulates that, you know, you get to face your accuser. This is the same thing that's happening in the UK. The gun violence restraining order, which is the Xerox term I use for it, is where they're getting out there and they're having this ex parte hearing in order to get what they want, which is to disarm you. And it may be temporary and it may be long term. And because they're reporting you, this version is going to report people to the NICS, which I have long asked the question, what happens if you move out of state? Then what? And nobody's ever been able to answer that to me, for me, to the degree that I want it to be answered. So, North Carolina has taken it another step further by making it a federal thing at that point by putting you in the NICS system. Sort of almost like they're lumping you in with the mental health that, the mental health issue, which is where you're supposed to be put in that. And what I find interesting is that they'll probably get this done with extreme prejudice in North Carolina. Unless Malone does what he does. I mean, it's not a slam dunk. But at the same time, the Air Force couldn't get it together to prevent Sutherland, Texas. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. If you order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
USA Radio News.
ABC's entertainment president said the network decided to cancel the Roseanne reboot. This all stems from Roseanne Barr announcing she's leaving Twitter after sending a tweet that was directed at former Obama staffer Valerie Jarrett. The tweet in question read, "Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby equals VJ," meaning Valerie Jarrett. Former presidential candidate Herman Cain believes ABC had it in for Roseanne all along.
Her show defended some of the conservative principles and conservative results. Maybe. I don't know the answer to this, and we will never know. I just suspect personally that this gave them a very visible excuse to cancel the show.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. And finally, President Trump getting ready to hold what he is calling a Make America Great Again rally, this time in Nashville, Tennessee. One has to wonder if the president will bring up Roseanne Barr. This is USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This conversation is brought to you by Rock River Arms, fighting for your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at rockriverarms.com. Osama bin Laden said this probably a while ago, since he's dead now. America will collapse financially, chasing unceasing rules and regulations designed to save defenseless citizens from harm. Interesting perspective he had. In a lot of ways, we are a panicked and short-sighted nation. And in government, all they can do is hurriedly compose endless reams of new, confusing, and hopelessly inconvenient rules with regard to school security, most of it theater and very little else. Very little else. Endless billions of taxpayer dollars are being haphazardly thrown at this issue. More cameras and monitors that no one is watching. That's the thing. If you're going to have surveillance, you got to have surveilling officers there too. More restrictions on entry and exit, more delays, more confusion, more inconvenience, etc. All of that's fine. I mean, some of that stuff I even endorse. But wait. With all, well, let me ask you a question. How do we similarly protect buses and sports stadiums and playgrounds and daycare centers, parking lots, movie theaters, cruise ships, all of those? How does that all happen similarly? See, with all of this growing high-tech security, which is mostly wishful thinking, is anybody really any safer than before? I mentioned the UK earlier. They have cameras on every corner looking at every possible known vantage point. And on the next corner, they have overlapping fields of surveillance. And yet, violent crime in the UK is at an all-time high and getting worse by the day. So bin Laden made a very watertight argument. What will work without fail, and the only strategy that has any chance of working, is individual security. And this is definitely the common denominator, if you actually want to enhance security, if you will. Teachers and school officials need to be armed. Citizens need to be armed. Security needs to be thought of as an intensely exclusive personal issue. The entire false failed philosophy of learned helplessness, endlessly promoted by the left, needs to be majestically and audaciously thrown in the trash. Institutional security is a contraction of terms. Personal individual responsibility will save this civilization. Individual citizens boldly claiming their own magnificence, but that will save us. Nothing else will. Nothing else will. Now, let me expand this for you. Here's a study, if you will, of two similar type cultures, if you will. The UK and New Zealand. Now, this coming from somebody who lives in or visiting New Zealand. I don't know where it was, but I saw the letter that was written. And they say there's still a strong warrior heritage here in New Zealand, not only via ancient Maori traditions, but also more recent contributions during World War I battles, particularly the Gallipoli invasion. Lots of war memorials and symbols here. I'm told everyone on the island during those years had at least one family member who died fighting in the Great War. Many restaurants display facsimiles of military rifles of the period, and the symbology is embedded in more local architecture. I've been surprised to see more than a few gun retailers. We stopped in one local gun shop where we saw a large selection of hunting rifles, optics, and other accoutrements, and copious amounts of ammunition. I was not expecting that. The owner said it's quite common for New Zealanders to own long guns. The country is full of ranches and farms, all owned by families who come from long lines of frontiersmen. Rifles, shotguns, and ammunition may legally be kept in private homes. Handgun ownership is much less common and is restricted to the politically connected. Concealed carry of handguns by non-police is unheard of. Ordinary citizens can go through the mountain of paperwork required to apply to own a pistol, but applications can be arbitrarily denied and usually are with no explanation. Firearms ownership is regarded there as a privilege, not a right, and is thus enjoyed only by the approved. There are levels of certification, each requiring additional paperwork and ever higher political connections. Each level adds additional privileges like semi-auto, long guns, pistol grips, and other military features, ultimately handguns. New Zealanders don't enjoy nearly the level of personal freedom that most Americans do, but they are a whole lot less restricted than are the denizens of the UK. Currently in the UK, 10% of police are armed, and I'll bet you every single one of them was at that royal wedding that was just held. In the gun-free utopia that the UK likes to think of itself as, there are curiously always plenty of guns protecting the ruling class. But guns are apparently evil unless they're protecting politicians. Have we ever heard that before? In an additional expression of national hypocrisy, UK's National Police Council has had to grudgingly admit that their vaunted fleet of armed response vehicles, ARMs, with a crew of 13 firearms-qualified officers, which were intended to be the first at the scene of firearms incidents, are mostly irrelevant in rural areas. They're just now discovering response times for these ARMs are so long in some locations that there is no way they could possibly influence the outcome of an armed terrorist incident. So there is now even serious talk of rural UK LEOs being routinely armed. Is nothing sacred. Brits on the brink of admitting they've been stupid for the last 100 years. There's a quote out there. Virtue and patriotism, vice and selfishness are found in all parties, and they differ less in their motives than in policies. Yeah. See, here's the thing. If it were known that everybody could be armed if they wanted to be, a lot of things would not happen in a lot of places. Now, in areas like the inner city of Chicago, where the police won't go in a lot of cases, things happen with very little interference from the cops. By the time it all comes about, when they get to the point of actually being where they need to be and getting to the place where they need to you know, be reacting to it and everything, well, all the players are long gone. So, that's the thing that needs to be occurring is, you know, we need to be looking at personal security, at security at large, as a personal issue. If you have personal security, then everything else around you is going to be relatively safe. If there's two or three of you, it then begins to multiply. That's the beauty of it. The sheer beauty of it, if you will. So, we'll just have to keep on pushing for this and hope that one day there'll be more of this awakening like is apparently happening in the UK. But it won't be in time for the UK. It won't be in time for Europe. That'll be something we'll need to look at later. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Wilding is a term for mobs of violent young people taking over upscale neighborhoods and wreaking havoc, looting, mugging, and attacking innocent people just for the fun of it. Being that there's no such thing really as a good neighborhood anymore, and there's no guarantee of safety anymore in Chicago. The breakdown of civil order is well underway in the Windy City. Bit by bit, civilization is slipping away in Chicago. If you want to know how bad things have gotten there, the major media outlets are no help. The last thing they want is for people to stay away from the Mag Mile stretch of Michigan Avenue just north of the Chicago River. Full of glittering shopping, towering condo buildings and hotels, and the iconic water tower that is Chicago's rival to Fifth Avenue around Trump Tower. You have to go to Second City Cop and CWB Chicago, two grassroots websites that are not afraid of alienating big advertisers, or of a phone call from City Hall. Now, right now, where I live in South Carolina, we are being besieged by this tropical storm Alberto, whatever his name is, I don't know, whatever. But whatever he's doing, he's messing up my weather. I have all this new stuff to go ride my bike, and I don't get to ride my bike because it rains every day. And I am a fair-weather bike rider. In Chicago, they don't have that problem. The arrival of 90-degree-plus weather over the Memorial Day weekend unleashed the urban youth. Today at CWB Chicago, they list the highlights of emergency radio traffic and its horrifying compilation of chaos unleashed. For example, an hour and a half or so of Saturday night, 8:22 p.m., mayhem, says the downtown police dispatcher, taking a few brief seconds to summarize what she and the Chicago cops are dealing with. 8:26 p.m., Lakeview, officers call for backup. 15 to 20 people are beating up a boy who tried to prevent them from stealing a bike at the Lane Tech High School Memorial Day Carnival. 8:39 p.m., 70 or 80 teens coming off the Chicago Red Line tell Water Tower to close their doors, otherwise they gotta let them in. 8:42 p.m., fights behind the historic Water Tower, crowd, 200 people per dispatcher. 8:45 p.m., Water Tower is closed. There's one door open so people can exit. 8:46 p.m., cop got a large fight on Pearson just east of Michigan. Have Water Tower lock their doors. They are. 8:55 p.m., Rush and Chicago Avenue. A group ran into Nordstrom Rack. saying someone has a gun outside. Issue appears to be fireworks set off near the historic water tower. Also, more cars needed outside the location for a fight. 8:56 p.m., Millennium Park. Caller says a Hispanic male has a baseball bat in his pants. That's an interesting call to make. 9:11 p.m., Sergeant, we have a Cubs game letting out. Send teams down to the platform at Chicago and State to make sure order is being kept as the arriving Cub fans mix with teens waiting to leave via the same station. 9:21 p.m., big fight outside the Park Hyatt, says an officer. 9:39 p.m., we need everybody we have to try to get rid of these people at Chicago and State. Push them to the red line. Maintain the perimeter. Do not let anyone out. At least 4 arrests for resisting police. 10:05 p.m., hundreds running wild in the streets near the Roosevelt Red Line station. The train from Chicago and State, which was supposed to run express to 47th Street, stopped by Roosevelt at Roosevelt by mistake, an officer says. And there's a whole lot more. And the early hours of Sunday morning were not an improvement. At Second City Cop, they note the absence of major media coverage of the chaos and suggest, tongue-in-cheek, I hope, that the Fraternal Order of Police, the cops union, declare no-go zones. Many more reports of CPD merely escorting the ne'er-do-wells to the red line out of downtown. What a deterrent that must be. Better advise everyone you know who might be coming downtown to come loaded for bear. Second City Cop also reports, and is the sole outlet that say so, that the cops are so overwhelmed that the Chicago Fire Department is being asked to have its trucks patrol the streets for 3 hours per shift. It would be so nice if the major media in Chicago would ask the CFD about this report. One incident that did make it to the Chicago Tribune. A 19-year-old woman was charged in connection with an attack on 2 Chicago Fire Department paramedics in the back of an ambulance that was also struck by a bullet during the episode in Inglewood early Sunday, police said. The Toya Thigpen of the Parkway Gardens neighborhood is accused of hitting, punching, kicking, scratching, and spitting at 2 uniformed paramedics as they tried to treat her in the 2700 block of West 68th Street on the South Side's Marquette Park neighborhood about 4 a.m. The paramedics suffered scratches, abrasions, bruising, and loss of consciousness. So she basically beat their, you know. During the incident, a bullet lodged itself in the passenger side door of the ambulance as medics were treating a patient whose family became irate when they weren't allowed in the ambulance. Civil order is a very fragile thing. It's made out of eggshells. It's all based upon the veneer that goodness is the way to be, that being law-abiding is the way to be. And it is more fragile than the progressives that run these cities like Chicago can possibly understand. Now, the keepers of civil order are the people in the community. It is not the cops. It is not the government. It's not the fire department. It's not the hospitals. It's the people that make up the communities where all of this takes place. When the people in these communities decide there's no need to continue to do this, well, then they cease doing it, and then we have this kind of chaos that ensues then. Chaos that really has no way to arrest it. There's only so many police out there. And in Chicago, if they bring everybody in, they're still vastly undermanned. Police are bound by budgets. Budgets are what make up their day. And when the budgets only call for so many of them, then, that becomes a problem, especially when manpower is a big part of what is necessary to make things happen. Now, while this is all going on, in the meantime, and Chicago is always hot in the summer. Always hot. Probably because, you know, it's a metropolitan area, a lot of concrete, a lot of reflection going on inside the streets and everything. So, you know, around in the neighborhoods and everything else. So, you know, in Chicago, first of all, you've already got cops that are not really wild about going into these neighborhoods to begin with, because they always get accused of something. And although, you know, body cams help, that doesn't solve every problem. So, what's the answer going to be here? Fighting as counters in crime. Countering crime is never going to stop crime. Countering crime means you're simply there, and every time something happens, you turn up and you do your thing. You draw your, you know, you draw your chalk, and you gather evidence and look for statements from people and all this other stuff. And eventually, maybe you solve a crime, maybe you don't. Who knows? But what would work would be if you were to actually go in there and start doing sweeps. And that's one thing they're not going to do. They're not going to do that because it is politically unpopular to go out there. They would be accused of profiling. They would be accused of a whole bunch of things, even though, I mean, there's various ways of finding out where these guys are right now. They know where all the bad kids are. They know where all the gangs are. They just won't go do it. We will be back again tomorrow in 21 hours. Between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.